Today's daf is Zvachan daf Ayin Beis. We left off on the bottom of daf Ayin Aleph from the Beis. We are two lines from the end of the page. The Hedyot Nami Tanalei, the second to last line. We started yesterday. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Henry Orlinsky. Once again, Lezecher Nishmas, Rebbetzin Pesi, Yenta Weiss, Rav Asher Weiss's wife. The Neshama should have an Aliyah from the Zechus of our learning. The Shloshim Bez Hashem is this coming Tuesday. We started the eighth parak yesterday, and we started a discussion. The Mishnah started all the discussions of Tyroves, that you have a behemoth gets mixed in with other behemoths, a carbon gets mixed in with other animals. So the Gemara started working on what exactly our Mishnah is Mechadesh to us that we didn't already know from other Mishnayos and Shas. We have a Mishnah Tzmura that seems very similar, and today we're going to go to a Mishnah Mesechus Avodah Zarah that seems to tell us a very similar idea, especially in light of the fact that we said yesterday that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that when a carbon gets mixed with the Surei Hana, that they all have to be left to die, that Kula Mesu, that's explicit in the Mishnah in Mesechus Avodah Zarah. So why is it that our Mishnah has to teach us such a din? And then the majority of our daf is going to deal with a different topic of why don't we just say that there's bittel? Why don't we just say that it's batel barov? Why do we have to say that all of them are going to die? That they're all, what happened to the laws of bittel? So the Gemara is going to work on the entire daf the idea that something that's a davar shebeminyan, something that is countable, is not, or counted, I should say, is not batel. So the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly the rule is as far as things that are counted not being batel. What does that mean? Something that is only counted, it would never be sold in any other way other than being counted, or does it mean something that's sometimes counted? What does it mean that a davar shebeminyan is not batel? So that's going to be the topic of today's daf. The topic that the Rishonim all pick on in today's daf, not the Gemara, but that the Rishonim pick on, is why the Gemara assumes that davar shebeminyan is the only reason why it shouldn't be batel. There are like five other reasons why a behema should not be batel. What about the fact that it's a beria? What about the fact that it's a chatich harui l'skab? Meaning you go through Hilchas Tarovis about those things that can't become batel, a behema seems to fit like every single criteria. So that's going to be a discussion as well, but that's a discussion that's had by Rishonim more so than by the Gemara itself. So first let's begin again, two lines from the bottom of the page, on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. So we had said that the Chiddush of our Mishnah, of the Reish of our Mishnah at least, is that the Chachamim were not even makil when the behema that gets mixed in, that behema gets mixed in is asr ba'ana, even to a hedyot, meaning the isser that we're dealing with, even when the isser that we're dealing with is such a significant isser, it's like a shara niskal, where it's asr ba'ana to everybody, even to a hedyot, even so, we would say all the behemos are going to die, meaning all the behemos, there is no bittel. Why is that a greater chiddush? Because you would have thought that when the stakes are so high, you see, if it was just something that you can't bring as a carbon, so when you say there's no bittel, okay, so don't bring any of these animals as a carbon, but you can still use the rest of them. They still have some benefit, even if there's no bittel. But when you're going to say that when the tarovus involves something that the isser has no use, it's totally asher bana asher niskal. So to say that there's no bittel means all of these animals have now been rendered useless. So that's a tremendous chumrah. So that's what we said the chiddush of our mishnah is, that even when something is when the isser is such a severe isser that it's asher bana lehediot, even then we're going to say there's no isser. So says the Gemara, yeah, but we already have a Mishnah that tells us that. De hedyot nami tanalei. The idea that a behemoth that's asr b'ana even to a hedyot asrs an entire taroves, the entire mixture of all the animals, that's also already taught in a different Mishnah, in Mesechus Avodah Zarah, on Daf Ayin Dalet, at the very end of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah has, it goes to Ayin Vav, so toward the very, very end of Mesechus Avodah Zarah, and Daf Ayin Dalet, where the Mishnah tells us, ve'elu asurin ve'osrin b'kol shein. The following things are asr ba'ana, and they asr taroves b'kol shein, meaning even if it's mixed in with 1,000 or 10,000, they asr taroves b'kol shein, and they are yayin esech v'avodos kuchavim, meaning these are things that are asr ba'ana. So it already lists in the Mishnah Mesechus Avodah Zarah all the things that are asr ba'ana, and therefore will not become batel. So what exactly is our Mishnah adding in the Reisha? So says Gemara Tzrichi, we need the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah and we need our Mishnah. Each one is telling us a chiddush that the other one doesn't tell us. Di'i mehasam, if we only had the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, hava amina lehedyot avalugavoa emalon afsidin lekulu, I would have would have said that the Chum only asked the entire Taroves when the one that's going to lose out is Hedyot, meaning when regular people are going to lose out, okay, so I won't be able to have this Yayin, because it's we now treat it all like it's Yayin Nesech. But in the case of our Mishnah, where the Isser Hana'a that we're dealing with is an Isser L'Gavoa, meaning it's a Zevach, it's a Karban, and by being Machmir over here, who's losing out? What's losing out is not just me personally. What's losing out is the Karban. It can't be brought as a Karban. So Emel Onafsa Dinulukulu, I might think we shouldn't make the whole Tyroves Asra, and we should come up with some Eitzah, the way Rashi explained, some Eitzah that the Isser Hana'a should become batel from the behemoths of Kachin. And, you know, let it graze, all the behemoths graze until they develop a mum, and then redeem them for money, and with that money, buy behemoths for a carbon from the same min that's in the Tyroves. So I would have thought we'd come up with something so that the carbon doesn't lose out, so the gavoa doesn't lose out. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that even when being machmir means a hefsel the gavoa, still we're not going to allow for bittel to happen. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Now that explanation of the Gemara is very valuable. Shitum Gretzis points out that one could have asked, how is it possible to say that if not for the resha of our Mishnah, that when the Isser is Nisr L'Gavoa, it should become Batel in order that Hekdish shouldn't lose out? The Mishnah in Temura that we discussed yesterday already told us that when there's an Isser L'Gavoa Gavoa, there's no Bittel. So our Mishnah would weiter be extra, because we already know it from the Mishnah in Temura. I mean, the idea that there's no bittul when there's an Isser lahedyot, when the issue is just an Isser for regular people, that we know from the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. The idea that there's no bittul when the Isser is lagavoa, that we know from Maseches Temura. But according to the way we just explained it, the way Rashi says it, we understand very well that without our Mishnah, we wouldn't have said that there's no Isser, that we just would have said there's some Eitzah, that you would have come up with some Eitzah. Say, in a chinami, we already know from the Mishnah in Temura that lagavoa, there's no bittul. But we would have thought, when it comes to Nisr lagavoa, we should come up with something, come up with some way to be poda, to be a mum and poda and use the money, figure something out. So that's the great chiddush of our Mishnah, that even when gavoa is going to lose out, gavoa loses out. Not only is there no bittul, there's no other Eitzah either. The Ime Hachan, if we only had our Mishnah, we didn't have the Mishnah of Avodah Zara, Hava Mina Hani Milikachim to Ma'is, Avachulim to Lomais, Emi Suryana, Liptili Beruba. I would have thought that the fact that the Chum are so machmir that we don't allow for Bittel, that's only because there's Kachim in this Tyroves, where it's considered Ma'us Lagavo, it's considered totally inappropriate, disgusting, to be Makrav Behemoth HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you have an Isser Hana'a mixed in there. But if all you're trying to do is, you're not trying to bring any Karbanos, all you're trying to do is to be able to use for your own personal use, to use these animals. So I would think the fact that there's an Isser Hana in there, we can allow it to become Batel Barov, and then I could use it for my own personal use. Meaning, I would assume that we cannot rely on Bittel when what we're looking to do is L'Gavoa. Because why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in relying on Bittel so that ultimately you're bringing him something that's Asubana. But when it comes to our own Hedyot personal use, I would think then you can rely on Bittel. I would think then there's nothing wrong with relying on Bittel. So that's the end of that sugya as far as the Gemara goes, as far as the Gemara is concerned with trying to figure out what our Mishnah adds that we don't already know from Mishnayis in Temura and Mishnayis in Avodah Zarah. So at the end of the day, when it all settles, here's the chiddush of each Mishnah. The resha of our Mishnah is needed in order to teach us that even when there's a hefsid to Gavoa, to Hegdish, and there's no takana for the Taroves, there's no way to fix it, that it's just absolutely not batel, there's no way to fix it, nothing you can do about it. Not by hakrava, not by letting it graze and redeeming for money, the chamer machmir, there's no bittel. The mitziasa of our Mishnah is telling us that things that are asa legabim is beach, that get mixed in with other karbanos, that you can be misakin it. Right, that was the case where it gets mixed in with esnan and mechir, so you have things that are asa legabim is beach, that get mixed in with karbanos, that there is a way to fix it. Re'iyah, let it graze, then you redeem it. The Mishnah Maseches Temura is teaching us a chiddush that Isurei Mizbeach that get mixed in with other karbanos are kosher, with other karbanos that are kosher, even one in 10,000, that the whole thing becomes asur, that the whole Taroves is asur, and you're not allowed to bring any of those karbanos on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah is telling us that when Chulin gets mixed in with Isurei Hana'a, so the entire Taroves is going to be asur. answer. So each one teaches us something. There's mechadesh, some element that we didn't know from the others. Okay, but now we're going to move on to the main topic of today's daf. The main topic of today's daf is whatever happened, v'nibtul beruba, to bitul berov. Why are we saying an animal gets mixed with 10,000 animals? The whole thing is aser. One of the most basic halachos in all of Torah. Achrei rabim lahatos. That's where we learn the din of bitul berov. That's what Rashi points out. Achrei rabim lahatos teaches us a few dinim. It teaches us that aslinan basaruba, right? That you follow the rov, but it also teaches us the din of bitul berov. So whatever happened to bitul berov? Why don't we say that the altar rovus is mutter because the iser is batel? V'chi tema, and if you're going to tell me no, it can't be batel because chashivi, it's something that's very chashuv, that people are very careful when they sell animals. They sell dafka by numbers, so they would never say, "Oh, just take a bunch of animals. Give me a bunch of animals." No, there's a specific number that they're going to buy, and that's what they're going to be provided with, and therefore velobatli, and that's why it's not batel berov. Well, says Gemara, that's great if you assume that that's true. Hanich elamandi amar kol shadarko limano sheninu. Elamandi amar es shadarko limano sheninu ma'ik elamemar. There are two models of understanding the idea that a davish of minyan is not batel. There's kol shadarko limanos and es shadarko limanos. Kol shadarko limanos means that any time most people are makbid to only sell this by number. They would never say, "Give me a pen full of sheep or something like that." They would always say 10, 15, a specific number. Even though every once in a while you have someone who will sell the particular item either by estimation or by weight, so that's chashuv enough that it's not batel. If most people would dafka count it, that's the notion of kol shadark limanos. So if that's the case, I understand very well why behema is not batel, because behema fits that criteria. It's kol shadark limanos. Most of the time, normal people sell animals. They sell a specific number, but every once in a while you'll have someone who's selling it. He's selling cattle in order to be slaughtered and used for its meat, so they'll sell it by weight because they want to know exactly how many pounds of meat they're going to get out of it or something. Every once in a while you'll have something like that, but most of the time so animals fit that criteria. But then there's the other model of es shadark limanos, the other opinion that says no, in order for something to be considered a davar chashuv, it's not enough that most of the time people count it. It has to be something that is exclusively counted, that's always counted. It's never sold by weight. It's never sold by estimation. That's how Rashi and the Rov Rishon and pretty much every Rishon understands kol shadarko versus es shadarko. Meaning, and if you're going to say es shadarko, that it's got to be something exclusively sold by number, so then an animal doesn't fit the criteria, and we're stuck with the question of why isn't the animal batel berov. It happens to be there is a shita of the Rav Yah, which is somewhat of a chiddush, where he suggests an entirely different understanding of kol shadarko limanos and es shadarko limanos. The Rav Yah understands that es shadarko limanos means something that's been usher from the very moment it came into this world. That's darko limanos, that we would designate it, separate it from all other things. Kol shadarko limanos is something that has not always been usher, and isser was created li achar zman. But that's that's a very mechudish tikashita. The pasha pshat is it's all about is it exclusively counted or is it sometimes counted? Where do we find such a machlokas? So the machlokas comes up in the Mishnah in the third parak of Maseches Arla. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us as follows: Mi shahayilo chavile tiltan. A person had bundles of tiltan, a certain type of kidneys that they would use it as a spice. To spice up a pot, to spice up a food, so it's considered something that's a davar chashuv, and that they would dafka sell by number. In Rashi, Maseches Beitza says that the chashivus of tiltan is because it is a tavlin. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadi Zayin tells us that a tavlin is not even batel be'elef. Gemara in Beitza Lamches that the reason a tavlin is not batel so easily is because it's meant to give tam into the kedera, and tam is not batel berov, and something is there to give tam, it's not going to be batel berov. Whereas Rashi over here just says, no, tiltan is just, it's a very unique and chash of a type of min, because it's tam eitzo perio shava. They are very rare, you have something where the wood and the fruit taste the same, so tiltan is like this unusual, very chash of a thing. Whatever it is, tiltan is considered a very chash of a thing that doesn't easily become batel, right? So a person has, says the Mishnah, chavile tiltan shel kilei akerem, and this tiltan is no ordinary tiltan, it is kilei akerem, and therefore it is asr bahana'a, because it grew in proximity to grapes, which are therefore asr zit bahana'a. So the halacha is yidal leku. Pasuk says by Kilei HaKerem that those is a karmachaklaim pentikda shamaleya hazera, and the Gemara says in Kiddushin daf Nun Beis pen tukdash pen tukad esh. Don't make Kilei HaKerem because pen tukad esh. If you make Kilei HaKerem, then you're going to have to light a fire, meaning whatever Kilei HaKerem is there is going to have to be burnt. So that's why we say yidaleku. It's going to have to be burnt. Then this arvu b'acherim, let's say these chavilei tilton of Kilei HaKerem get mixed in with other chavilei tilton that are totally mutter. So now, what do you do with the tarobas? And not only that, according to some yourselves at least, v'acherim b'acherim, some of that tarobas gets mixed. Let's say you have this one tilton of Kilei HaKerem gets mixed in with nine other tilton that are perfectly fine. And then you take three random tiltons from that mixture. You don't even know which ones you have. Three random ones from that mixture mixing in with another 10 tiltons from somewhere else. Kulon yidaleku. All of them have to be destroyed, have to be burnt divra meir. So this implies that even svek sveka, right? We would still say that it all has to be destroyed. That's the question on the gear. So are we machmir in a svek sveka? Do you say even acherim ba'acherim? Are we going to be machmir in a svek sveka? So all of them have to be destroyed. The chamomrim yalu bechad masayim, and the cham say no, it's batel in echad masayim. That if there's if you have 200 times the mutter tilton keneged the Kilei HaKerem, so that's enough to be mevatelit. Now, why does Rav Meir hold tilton isn't batel? Normally, Kilei HaKerem is batel b'echad masayim. Why would chavilei tilton be any different? Shahay Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Shadarko Limanos Mikadesh, because Rav Meir said that something that's counted is too chashuv to become batel, so it's going to ask for the whole tarav espana. So that's where we get into the issue of what do you mean something that's counted Kol Shadarko Limanos? Is that what Rav Meir is saying, or Es Shadarko Limanos? So that's where we're going to see there's a machlokas amoraim what exactly Rabbi Meir holds. The Chum Omrim, just we have to mention the Shita of the Chum as well. The Chum say, Einu Makadesh El Shisha Dvarim Bilvad. You know, not just anything is so chashuv that it's not going to become batel. There are six items on this earth that are so chashuv that they can't become batel. But other than those six items, everything else is subject to bittel. Rabbi Akiva Omer Shiva. Rabbi Akiva says, seven items on this earth that can't become batel. But other than those seven, everything is going to become batel. What are they? Ve'elu hein. So here are the six or seven. And number one, Egoze Perech. Egozim that come from a place called Perech. That's why Rashi understands Egozei Perech. Tosos writes, and the Rash on the Mishnah is right, that Perech is Miloshon Nifrach, that it's a type of nut that the klipa is so soft that it's Nifrach Biyad, that when you rub it with your fingers, the shell falls right off of it. So the Aruch Lener, Masech Zivama, says it's both. It comes from a place called Perech, but the reason that they call that place Perech is because its greatest export, what it was known for, was these agozim that are nifrach. So that's why they named the place Perech. So it is, yes, from a place called Perech, but it's also that it's nifrach. So these are very chashva agozim. The second thing, rimone badan, rimonim that come from a place called Badan. Third, v'chavios stumos, sealed barrels of wine, perhaps oil, of arlo or Kilei HaKerem, cannot become batel. What if the chavios were open? So if they're open, then they do become batel b'masayim, because we assume that once it's open, it's not as chashuv anymore. Also, if you have very tiny jugs of wine, we assume that the Melech Shlomo writes, Mesach Sarla, that's also not chashuv enough, that would not be batel. Question, what about oils? Is dafka Chavios is dafka when it comes to wine? So Tosus writes that the same is true. Chavios stumos is even chavios of zayis or yein tapuchim, apple cider. It doesn't have to be dafka of wine. However, the Meiri quotes a yesh mefarshim that it's talking about oil as well. But he says veinir lo marked. He doesn't think that's true. He says only chavios of wine really matters if it's stumos or not, because once you open up the barrel of wine, the tam starts to dissipate a little bit. oil doesn't make a difference if it's open or closed. So therefore, when it's stumos, it's no more chashuv than when it's psuchos, and therefore it's going to be subject to bittul even when it's stumos. But dafka by wine, says the Meiri, do we have this din, this chilik between stumos and psuchos, and the chavios stumos are not going to be bittul. If the inside these barrels there's we're talking about the chavios stumos and what's inside them is wine of Orla, wine of Kilea Kerem, it's not going to become batel. What if you have Yayin Nesach in it? So Tosus writes in Amud Aleph that it could be that the Chavim would aser even if it's Chavios Psuchos, if it was Yayin Nesach. Mishum Chumra da Avodazara, that the Avodazara is always a little bit more Chumr. Tosus and Avodazara and Dafayin Dalit says, no, the same Allah over here would apply to Yayin Nesach. The Yayin Nesach, Chavios Stumos would not be batel, Chavios Psuchos would be batel. Okay, fourth item on the list. V'chilfe trodin, certain leaves of trodin, of beets. Number five, v'kilche kruv, the stalks of cabbage, also are considered to be something that's very, very chashuv, and it's not going to become batel. And number six, udala'as yavanis, a Greek gourd. It comes from Yavan, so that's also apparently a very dover chashuv ma'od. Rabbi Akiva, most of Rabbi Akiva said that there was a seventh item on the list, af kikar shel balabayis. Even kikar shel balabayis, loaves of bread that are made by a balabayis, where we assume that kikaros shel nachtom are not as chashuv as kikaros shel balabayis. The Rash and the Bartanur explain because kikaros shel nachtom typically are made smaller, kikaros shel balabayis are much larger, so therefore they're more chashuv. The Tiferes Yisrael says no, kikaros shel nachtom, they're making like thousands of them, so they're not exactly perfectly makbid on that it look beautiful and that the shape be exactly right. Kikaros shel balabayis, when something's made in a private kitchen, people are a little more makbid that every single one should look exactly right. So in all of these cases, when you have these six or seven items, and there's a taroves that one of them is Arla, and they're mixed in with a thousand others, so harayla Arla, harayla kilekerem, that whatever is supposed to be, when we're dealing with something that might be, of these seven items, not all of them are subject to Arla, because only fruits are subject to Arla. Of these seven items, not all of them are subject to Kilei HaKerem. But of these seven items on the list, when you have an Arla issue, so then the whole thing becomes Arla. When you have a Kilei HaKerem issue, the whole thing becomes Kilei HaKerem. That's how the Rishonim deal with the issue. Why doesn't it say Haroi L'Truma, Truma? Meaning, if these things are Chashuv, so there's no Bittul. So even if one of them is Truma and the others aren't Truma, we should say Haroi L'Truma, Truma. But the Gemara doesn't say that. So one of the basic answers the Rishonim give is because they're all Roi L'Truma. Haroi implies that only some of the items are on the list are roi for that issur, but all of these things are roi l'truma. So that is the Mishnah in Maseches Arla. So remember, why do we bring up this Mishnah in Maseches Arla? Because of Rabbi Meir's Shita. Rabbi Meir said, you know which kinds of things can't become batel? Kol shadarko limanos. So we're going to have two versions of what he means by that. Something that's exclusively counted, or something that's usually counted. And big nafkamina for us, because we're trying to explain, why is it that a behema doesn't become batel? Well, a behema is usually counted, but it's not exclusively counted. There are other things that happen with the behema as well. The itmar Allah, and on that Mishnah, we have a machlokas amorayim, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Es Shadarko Limanos Shaninu. Then Rabbi Yochanan says, in explaining Rabbi Meir, this is at least the simple pshat. We'll go through other pshat and Rishonim as well. But the simplest pshat, that in explaining the sheet of Rabbi Meir, and only in explaining the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that this whole machlokas amarayim is going to be within the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that which is normally counted, that which is counted, does not become batel, that it's Es Shadarko Limanos Shaninu. That Chavilos Tilton are going to ask the whole Tarovas, it's not going to be batel, because there are those that sell it b'minyan, and therefore it asks all taroves. But I'm sorry, it's because everybody sells it b'minyan, and that's what makes it so chashuv that it's not going to be batel b'rov. Rabbi Shimalach Shomer kol shadarko limanos shaninu. And Rabbi Shimalach says that no, when Rabbi Meir says that which is counted, he holds anything that most people would count when they sell. Only something that most people would count when they sell is not batel b'rov. It doesn't have to be that everybody is makbid that way, as long as most people are makbid that way. And the Chachamim, who think that Tilton are batel b'rov, hold that, no, there are only six things, and according to Rabbi Akiva, seven things that are so chashuv that they're not even going to become going to become batel. L'chora, it would seem that the machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim over here is a machlokas of Metzius, right? Meaning, everyone seems to agree that Tiltan, people sell. I'm sorry, machlokas not Rav Meir and Chachamim. The machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish seems to be machlokas of Metzius, because what was the Mishnah talking about? It was clearly talking about Tiltan. Okay, whatever Tiltan is, that's what it was talking about. So you have machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Is Tiltan something that's exclusively counted, or is Tiltan something that's normally counted? That seems to be machlokas of Metzius. How do people deal with Tiltan? But it's clearly talking about Tiltan. So whatever you hold the rule is, Es Shadarko, Kol Shadarko, it's supposed to apply to Tiltan. And that's unusual. We generally try not to have a machlokas in Metzius. I remember when I was in Rav Baruch Simon's shir, my early admissions year in YU, he used to always say, B'Shem Rabbi Willig, B'Shem Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, B'Shem his brother, B'Shem his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that every machlokas, you would go through that whole chain every time. Rabbi Willig told me the name of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, the name of the Rav, and the name of Rav Chaim, that whenever you have a machlokas Metzius, you can always change it into a machlokas in halacha. We always, we prefer to do that. We'd rather not have a machlokas in Metzius, because if you have a machlokas in Metzius, it means that somebody's wrong. And we'd rather not say in machlokas Tanoim, machlokas Amoraim, that somebody's wrong, that the Metzius is just one way or the other. So this is no exception. This seems to be really not a machlokas in Metzius, machlokas in halacha. The Tosfos Shanim writes in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, he asks on Reish Lakish, how does he know that according to Rabbi Meir, Kol Shadarko Limanos is Aser? Rabbi Meir only spoke about Tiltan, and Tiltan is Es Shadarko Limanos. Tiltan happens to be something that everybody is makpid to always count. Tosfos Shanim is making an assumption that the Metzius is a given. The Metzius is that Tiltan, everybody counts. So then the Tosfos Shanim is bothered, so how could Reish Lakish say that not only are things that everybody counts not going to become batel, even things that just most people count is not going to become batel. Where did he get that from? Rav Meir didn't talk about things that most people count. Rav Meir spoke about things that everybody counts. So the Tosfos Shanim suggests that Reish Lakish holds from the fact that the Tana adds Shahaya Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Shadarko Limanos Shaninu. It sounds like he's trying to say not just Chavilei Tiltan, but we expand the category beyond things that are like Chavilei Tiltan. Yes, Chavilei Tiltan are exclusively counted, but then we add that extra phrase Shahaya Meir Omer. There, Rabbi Meir said that anything that's normally counted. So that extra phrase expands the category to things that are normally counted. And then you could ask, well, you know, if Rav Meir and the Chum would even argue about things that are normally counted, why would they choose to argue about Chavilei Tiltan? Chavilei Tiltan is, you know, it's a lesser Chiddush. Rav Meir is going to take a hard line and he's going to say things that are always counted are not batel. He would take an even harder line. He would say even things that are normally counted are not batel. So why don't you have the case, the Iker case of the Machlokas, be about something other than Chavilei Tiltan? So the Tosfos Shanim deals with that issue as well. The reason he says that the Rav Meir and the Rabban argue about Chavilei Tiltan is because they're in include an Es Shadarko, not Kol Shadarko, because Chavilei Tiltan of Kilei HaKerem is only Aser Midrabanan. The Torah only asks certain minim in Kilei HaKerem. Chavilei Tiltan, to plant Chavilei Tiltan right next to grapes would only be Nisr Drabanan. So that's why it's trying to tell me a very great Chiddush, that even though it's only Nisr Drabanan, it's not going to become Batel. So true, it's less of a Chiddush as far as its Dover Shabiminyan status, because it's exclusively counted. But it's a greater Chiddush as far as the level of Isser. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan would disagree, and he would say that Rabbi Meir holds Es Shadarko Limnos is Mekadesh, and the reason it adds that extra phrase, Shayra Meir Omer, is because without that we would have thought that it's only Chavilei Tiltan that are Aser Midrabanan, that Rav Meir holds Es Shadarko Limanos, but we would have assumed that if something is Nisr D'oraisa, then even Kol Shadarko Limanos. So we need that extra phrase. In Rabbi Yochanan's view, we need that extra phrase to say, even though Chavilei Tiltan is Nisr D'rabanan, it's a proper model for everything else. That only those things that are exclusively counted are not going to become batel, but things that are normally counted are going to become batel. So all of that is is the simple way of understanding that machlokas from Meir and the Chacham and the machlokas from Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are arguing within the sheet of Rameir. Rameir who says that only things that are counted are not, that anything that's counted is not going to become batel. What did he mean? Did he mean things that are only counted or things that are usually counted? So the Gemara spells out the question. Our case of an animal not becoming batel works very well if you hold like Reish Lakish, that things that are normally counted cannot become batel because animals are normally counted. But what if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds in order for something not to become batel, it has to be something that's always counted, and certainly this is not, animals are not something that's always counted. So it happens to be there's a machlokes Rishonim though whether we just explained that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish correctly. Our Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish really arguing only within Shitas Reb Meir, or is their argument related to the Rabbanan as well? Remember, the Rabbanan are the ones that said nothing about counting. There are six items in this world that are so chashuv that they cannot become batal. But it's not about counting. So the Ramban, Maseches Chulin, understands that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argue in the sheet of the Rabbanan as well, meaning not only in the sheet of Reb Meir, in the sheet of the Rabbanan as well, that Rabbi Yochanan would say that Reb Meir holds things that people are makbid to sell, b'minyan, asud de tarobes. And the Rabbanan would say only those six things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, which are so chashuv, are not batal, but are the things, even things that people count exclusively count, are still going to be batal. Whereas Reish Lakish understands that Reb Meir holds anything that's nimkar b'minyan, even if there are some people that sell it not b'minyan, is going to be is not going to be able to be batal. And the Rabbanan hold that anything that that everybody is makbid to count, meaning the way that Reish Lakish understands Rabbanan is that the reason we identify those six items is because they are the only thing that everybody is makbid to count. Other than that, there's nothing else that everybody is makbid to count, which is quite a chiddush, meaning in the Chora that would mean that it's not really about those six things. It's at some point in history those were the six things that everybody was makbid to count, but that l'chora could change over time. So that's how the Ramban understands. The Rashba has another daya. There are a whole bunch of different shitos. As far as how we paskin la'alacha, the machlokas aposkim shulchan aruch and yardei sim kufyud paskins like the chachamim that it's only, and Rabbi Kiva, meaning that it's only those seven things. Only those seven things cannot become batel. And Shulchan Aruch says, and Balei Chayim are also Chashav and not Batel, but everything else other than those seven things, and Balei Chayim would become Batel, but the Rama disagrees. And the Rama says, anything that's always counted, even beyond those seven things, is not going to become Batel, and V'chei Noagim, right? We're Noag like the Rama. The Achronim have a whole deal, though. When we say that a davar shel minyan is not batel, is it because the minyan itself is minyan a siba or a simin? The fact that you counted, is that an indicator that, oh, probably this is chashuv because look, we're counting it? Or is, no, the very fact that you counted, what makes it chashuv? Let's say you have something that you know is not chashuv. You count it because it's the most convenient way to sell it. It's just the easiest way to sell it, but not because each item is so chashuv. So would you say that halachically we have to view that as a davar chashuv? Or do we say that we don't have to halachically view that as a davar chashuv? You have things like that all the time. Things that are sold, small little rolls or something. And each one is not so chashuv, but it's just the easiest way to sell. Give me a dozen bagels or whatever. Not that every bagel is so chashuv, but it's just the easiest way to sell. They're not going to sit there weighing all the bagels when they sell you bagels, right? So it makes sense that would be the way that it's sold, not because of its chashivus. So that's what the Achronim discuss. What exactly is it in terms of determining a davar shel minyan? Let's finish up the answer to the Gemara, and then we'll go back with whatever time we have left to discuss what the Rishonim have to say. So I'm Rav Papa. So Rav Papa answers again. So far, the whole daf, we just asked really one question. Why is it that we're assuming that behemos cannot become batel, that they'll aser even 10,000, they don't become batel? And specifically, if you assume that something, in order to not become batel, something has to be exclusively counted. Behemos don't fit that criteria. They're not exclusively counted. If you hold that Rabbi Yochanan that that's the only way something's a davar chashuv. So why is a behema not batel? So says Gemara, Amar Papa, Hai Tana, Tana delitra ktsiosu. Meaning, you're right. By all criteria that we just said, according to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Meir, and certainly according to the Chachamim, that there are only six things that can't become batel. So you're right. A behema should be batel. But there's a third shita. There's a Tana of litra ktsios. And that Tana would hold that a behema cannot become batel. Why? What's the Tana of litra ktsios? Da Amar, kol davar shiyesh bo minyan. Anything that is that is sometimes counted. Now, so far the two criteria we had are things that are always counted or things that are usually counted. Now this is expanding it greatly. Anything that's sometimes counted, afilu b'drabanan, even when what you're dealing with is something that's only nisid drabanan, lo batil the kol shekein b'daraisa. And certainly when what you're dealing with is nisid daraisa. So there are three madrigos. There are things that are eshedar kolimnos that everyone sells a b'minyan, things that are kol shadar kolimnos that most people sell b'minyan, and things that are dover sheyesh b'minyan that some people sell it b'minyan. So if you hold like that tana, so then ein achinami, you're going to say that that animals cannot become batel because at the very least animals fit that criteria. And Rabbi Yochanan would agree that tana disagrees with him because he's only explaining the shita of Rabbi Meir. Good. So that's the Gemara's answer to that question. Now we're going to get into a little bit more. We're going to get into tomorrow. The Gemara is going to bring the Tana that holds that even if some people count, meaning we're going to find the source of that Tana, the one that holds that even if some people count that that's enough. But we'll get to that tomorrow. But for now, let's just discuss for a moment or two. Rishonim raised the question. We're assuming that the reason an animal is not batel is because it's so chashuv, because it's davar shebeminyan. There are other reasons why something is not batel. Tosus raises the question that a beria is eina betela. When you have something that's a complete unit, it's not batel. Isn't a full behema a beria? So shouldn't you, meaning, why is it that when you have a salad and there's some bug-sensitive vegetables in the salad, why is it that we don't say, okay, there may be a bug in there, but it's batel b'shishim? I mean, if it's not batel b'shishim, then you wouldn't eat the salad anyway, right? If it's mamish crawling, if the lettuce is walking from a, right, so you're not going to eat it anyway. So obviously it's batel b'shishim. So why don't we assume batel b'shishim? Why do we drive ourselves crazy to check for bugs? Because a bug is a beria. It's an entire entity. So a beria never becomes batel, even b'shishim. And a beria is also even b'kolshun. Normally you need a kezayis in order to violate machalos asuras. But if you eat a beria, even if it's way tinier than a kezayis, it's still going to be the issue. So why don't you say behema is a beria? And that's why behema is not batel. So Tosa suggests the chiddush. He says the klal that a beria is ena betela is anything that the iser it would be the same no matter how big or small it is, whether it has a kezayis or doesn't have a kezayis. Like a gid anasha, the Torah asks is eating a gid anasha, bein sheyesh bo kezayis, bein she'ein bo kezayis. An of tame, a non-kosher bird, is considered a beria because the Torah asks is eating it whether it's a kezayis or not a kezayis. Eiver menachai, the Torah asks is whether it's a tiniest eiver or a larger eiver from a live creature. So since the Torah asks it kemoshahu, the chamol that there's a certain chashivus to that iser, because the Torah specifically doesn't care about how big or small it is, so it must be there's a certain chashivus, and therefore it's not going to be batel even in elef. But the iser of chatos hamesos, the iser of shara niskal, the iser of nevela, chelev, dam, all of those things are not asur b'pachas mikazayis. So apparently they don't have an inherent chashivas, because the Torah only asks them when you're going to eat a kazayis. So you can't say that they're not batel barov midin beria. Tosa says, but wait a second. There's a whole sugi Maseches Makos that discusses beria and daf yud zayinim and aleph, where we find a totally different geder of bitter and beria. The Gemara, the Mishnah and daf yud gimel has machlokas rabban and Rabbi Shimon what the shir of achilas tevel is that you'd be chayiv. If you eat tevel, how much tevel do you have to eat in order to be chayiv? So Rabbi Shimon says kol shehu, and Rabbanan say kezayis. So Rabbi Shimon says to the Rabbanan, don't you agree that if you eat a namala, if you eat a little bug, you're chayiv mishum sharetz hasharetz ala aretz, even though it's less than a kezayis? So why should tevel be any different? So the Rabbanan said a namala is different because it's a beria. So a beria is asir. So Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, but a piece of wheat of tevel, a little kernel of wheat, is also a beria. That's the way it's created. That's the way way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. So it should be the same thing. So the Gemara says, and what would the Rabbanan respond to that? In the Mishnah it doesn't appear what the Rabbanan says. The Gemara says, and the Rabbanan's response would be, no, a berry is a living creature. A berry is like a bug. It has life to it, as opposed to a little stalk of wheat. Doesn't have a berries neshama. So that's why you're not going to be chayv. So you see very clearly that a berry is only something, at least according to the Rabbanan, not just something that is aser kamo shehu, whether it's big or small, but only something that has neshama. So the lechara, that's difficult, because the Gemara Maseches Chulin explicitly refers to a gira nasha as a beria. Gira nasha is not a davar sheyesh bo neshama. So one of the Tirutzim Tosfos says is, yes, it is. A gira nasha comes from an animal, so it's a davar sheyesh bo neshama. But you see that there are different kedarim of beria. So you could imagine that this is a significant discussion in the Rishonim, what is and is not considered a beria in a different contexts. The Rishonim also has, just to make mention of it, that why don't we just say that the behemah doesn't become batel of year because of chumrah of kadshim? That a lot of times we're more machmir by kachim than we are by other things. Rishonim also raised the question, why don't we say that there's another din called chaticha ru'i l'skabed, that something that's ru'i l'skabed, the fnei orchim, that you would serve to a guest, that's considered a davar chashuv that cannot become batel. Why don't we assume that the behema fits that category? So that's the primary discussion in Rishonim over here on this daf, is that we try to find all of the other isurim, that all of the other categories that also are not batel, and try to figure out why don't we just say it's on account of that the behema is not batel. But Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up over there and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph tomorrow. Oh, yeah.